Jerry, it seems to me...
They'll get back.
Oh, what's wrong?
Quick, get back. Someone's at the door.
What is it, Jerry?
The boy who had the gun. The one that kicked me.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Fatal Error. In cell number 2 of the county jail, the young prisoner was sitting on his cot, nursing a hangover. Booked on a charge of disorderly conduct, he had spent the previous night and the following morning sleeping it off. In the afternoon, his father had arrived with enough money to pay his bail.
They letting me go?
Only for the time being, Paul. I had to bring it to you.
What are you looking so noble about? It wasn't much, was it?
$200.
For what? Taking a poke at somebody in a street fight? I didn't hurt him much.
He broke his nose, Paul. He was so drunk he couldn't even remember your name.
Now, don't start bawling me out now. I've had enough trouble for today.
Yes, so have I. This is the third time this year I've had to get you out of the scrape. One way or another.
Cut it out, will you? I never asked you to do me any favors.
I'm your father, Paul.
My fish you are. My father died when I was 8 years old.
All right, then. I'm your stepfather. But for 13 years, I've
done
everything.
13 years, you've done nothing but tell me what a great guy you are. Why don't you change your tune, huh?
Oh, all right, Paul. Let's not argue about it. Car's around the corner, and your mother's waiting for us.
Well, I'm not going to see her yet. Not the way I see it.
Paul.
Look, I got to get me a shave and a couple of pick-me-ups. Otherwise, I won't be good for anything.
But your mother's worried about you. And if you start drinking again...
Will you quit telling me what to do? I'm old.
Paul, I insist on your...
Take your hands off me and leave me alone, or you'll get worse than a slap in the face.
You meant worse, didn't you, Paul? You really meant to hurt me.
Well, so what? I wouldn't care if you dropped dead.
Oh, the bar is so crowded, Jerry. I don't think you can check.
Oh, I don't know. We might be able to squeeze in somewhere.
Well, not here, mister. I need plenty of room.
You don't have to step on my foot to prove.
And you don't have to take up the whole bar, either. Go ahead, Pam. You can fit in here.
Come on, beat it, will you? I got enough company without having a dizzy block.
Now, look here, young man. I'm not going to stand around and let him call
you. Go on.
Don't shove.
Go on home, I say.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not fighting. I'm just trying to keep this rough neck from using his hand.
Come on, let me go.
Jerry, be careful. He's got a gun in his pocket.
Well, he'll never get a chance to use it. Let go of that, you big bum.
I will when you learn how to...
Darling, what happened?
He kicked me in the stomach. Hey, come back here, you.
Try and make me.
I'll make you all right. I'll...
No, please, don't go after him, dear. He may be a thug or a murderer or something.
I've still got his gun.
Well, you can leave it with a bartender or somebody. He'll be back for it.
Hey, wait a second, Ben. You may be right about it being a murderer or something. Look at this gun.
What's wrong?
Well, look. 2 cartridges have been fired.
Look, Pam, I don't want to spoil your fun, but I can't go around arresting people just because you found a gun with 2 empty cartridges.
But we didn't just find it, Bill. It was in that hoodlum's pocket.
And nobody at the bar had ever seen him before.
Well, if you want to press charges against him for kicking in the stomach, all
right. Bill, that isn't the point. I think a murder's been committed.
And I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Now, this gun is registered in the name of Sam Hubbard. And if Mr. Hubbard has a right to carry a gun, he has a right to use it if necessary.
But he hasn't any right to commit a murder.
What murder? Who was killed? Where? When?
We don't know. But we're going to find out.
Oh. Well, how are you going to do that?
By taking this gun back to Mr. Hubbard.
Sure this is the right apartment, dear?
It must be, Jerry. The nameplate says Hubbard.
The doorman told us that Mr. Hubbard was about 50 years old. And the kid that kicked me couldn't have been more than 20 or so.
Well, it doesn't make much difference. Nobody's answering anyway.
Yeah, me again.
Somebody's in there, all right. That scream came from this apartment.
Some of those shots.
Quick, Jerry, try the door.
No, wait. If somebody's in there with a gun...
Oh, goodness. Try it.
Damn.
Not yet.
Watch it. There's a woman up there.
Where?
On the floor. She's lying on her side.
Oh, my glory. She's dead.
Now, take it easy. She isn't dead. I can see her breathing.
Oh, what happened? Oh, look, my husband, Mr. Hubbard.
What about him?
He tried to kill me. He knocked me down and tried to kill me.
Where is he?
In there. In the bedroom. Don't let him get away.
You stay with her, Pam. I'm going to speak to him.
Oh, Jerry, no. He'll kill you.
Stay there, will you? Mr. Hubbard, Pam.
What is it?
Hubbard's lying on the floor. He's been shot.
Shot? Well,
don't bother, dear. He's dead.
Are you sure he's dead, Mr. North?
He's dead, all right. Oh. You can see for yourself he's been shot through the forehead. Oh. Now, there's another wound over here in his shoulder.
But I thought Mrs. Hubbard was the one who was shot.
Well, it's a miracle that I wasn't. He had the gun in his hand, and I was struggling for it when he threw me to the floor.
And that's when it went off?
Well, I don't know exactly what did happen. I remember hearing the shots, and then I must have fainted. Because the next thing I knew, I was on the floor, and you were standing over me.
Nobody else was in the apartment?
No, no.
And your husband must have been shot while you were fighting for the gun. And he had just enough strength to stagger in here before collapsing.
You mean I killed him?
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Mrs. Hubbard. If you were trying to get the gun away from him, it's self-defense.
But we were having an argument, and I threatened to walk out upon him if he didn't leave me alone.
What was the argument about, Mrs. Hubbard?
Why, my son, Paul. Mr. Hubbard was his stepfather, and he didn't want the boy to live with us anymore. Said it was driving him crazy.
Why?
I don't know. My son is a good boy, Mrs. North. I know he's made a lot of mistakes, but what boy hasn't? After all, his father's been dead ever since he was a child.
Well, as long as the gun went off by accident, Mrs. Hubbard, you have nothing to worry about.
But the gun didn't go off by accident. Mrs. Hubbard fired it on purpose to throw us off the track.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, Mrs. Hubbard, but your husband was killed quite some time before we got here. And those shots we heard weren't the ones that killed him.
What do you mean?
Feel the body if you don't believe me. Your husband's been dead for at least an hour. Yes, Bill, I'm calling for Mrs. Hubbard's apartment. Well, you better get right over here and question her, because just between you and me, I think she did it. Okay, Bill, we'll wait for you.
Jerry, for goodness sake, why didn't you help me?
Help you what? What's the matter, Pam?
Everything. I was in the bedroom with Mrs. Hubbard, and I turned my back for 1 second, and the next thing I knew, I was locked in the closet. Couldn't you hear me? You're trying to get out?
Well, no, I was on the phone. Where's Mrs. Hubbard?
That's just it. By the time I broke out, she was gone.
Hello?
Hello, Charles. This is Nora Hubbard.
Yeah? You got some money for me, Nora?
No, I couldn't get it.
Why not? How many times do I have to tell you I want it on the first of the month? You think I'm living at the Waldorf or something?
Charles, I couldn't help it. Something awful has happened.
Ah, cut it out, will you? I'm sick and tired of your excuses all the time. If you don't get me that dough, I'll send you to jail where you belong.
No, listen to me, please. My husband is dead.
What?
Yes, he was murdered this afternoon in our apartment.
Oh, so that's why you called me up. To tell me I wouldn't get any more money.
No, it isn't the money, Charles. I'm in trouble. I tried to make it look like self-defense, but everything went wrong, and now it looks as if I killed him.
And you didn't?
No! He was dead when I found him in the apartment.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Help me, Charles. You're the only one who can.
Stop the noise. I'm not going to stick my neck out for you.
But you don't understand. I'll be arrested for murder, and if they can't prove I did it, they'll blame Paul.
So what? As far as I'm concerned, you and that son of yours can both go to the chair.
Please don't say that, Charles. You've got to help me.
Help you what? Get out of what's coming to you? Not after what you did to me.
Charles!
Don't be a fool, Nora. I'd be happy if you got the chair for this. And if I cut your heart out first, I'd be happier still.
How'd she get away from you, Pam? Now, how in the world you let her slip through your fingers?
I told you, Bill. She locked me in this closet here while Jerry was on the phone talking to you. If you'd come over with us in the first place, it never would have happened.
Well, what did happen? That's what I can't figure out. Now, if this Hubbard woman murdered her husband, why did she pull a phony shooting act for your benefit?
To make it look like self-defense, of course. Either she's trying to save her own skin or she's trying to protect somebody else's.
The boy, Jerry. Her son. That's who she's trying to protect.
Then why'd she go to the trouble
of... Wait a minute, Bill.
Huh? What's wrong?
Pick it back. Somebody's at the door.
Who is it, Jack?
The boy who had the gun. The one that kicked me.
Mom? Where are you, Mom? Mom, are you here?
I'm afraid your mother isn't home, son.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Wigan, homicide. And I think you may remember these two people.
Well, if he doesn't remember us, we remember him.
Well, what's the idea? What's going on here?
Didn't you hear me? I'm from homicide.
Well, if it's about that gun I dropped at the bar...
Yes?
Well, why should I tell you? I got a right to borrow my father's gun if I want to.
Your father is Sam Hubbard?
He's my stepfather.
Well, he isn't anymore. He's been murdered.
What?
Come on, son, start talking. Your stepfather was shot twice, and there were two empty cartridges in that gun you had.
What are you talking about? I never fired that gun.
Then who did? How'd you get hold of it?
I told you, I borrowed it from my stepfather.
When was this?
This afternoon, just before I went over to the bar. Came back here and took the gun out of the desk.
And your stepfather was alive then?
I don't know. I just took the gun out of the drawer and beat it.
But you didn't notice that it had been used. And you didn't bother to open this bedroom door to see if your stepfather was lying dead in there.
No.
Okay, son, you better come with me down to headquarters.
What for? You haven't got anything on me.
Not yet, I haven't. But by the time I get through with you, I'll have plenty.
Me, Charles, Nora Hubbard.
Oh, for crying out loud. What do you want?
I had to...
What did you come to my apartment for?
I had to come here, Charles. Close the door, quick. I've got to talk to you.
Well, make it snappy. I was just going out for something to eat.
Now, please, listen a minute, will you? They've arrested Paul, and they're out looking for me.
So what? You want me to start crying?
No, I want you to help me, Charles. I want you to go to the police and give my son an alibi.
What?
Well, they'll release him if you say he was here this afternoon. All you have to do is tell them you were with him all day.
Are you crazy?
Charles, you've got to do it. I'll give you anything you want.
All I want from you is money, and you haven't got any.
I'll have the insurance, won't I? My husband carried $50,000 worth, and it's all in my name.
Oh, so that's why you killed him.
Don't be a fool, Charles. I never needed money from Sam until you came around. You and your dirty blackmailing...
Yeah, what about you? Running a man over and leaving him to die at the side of the road. That's not worse than blackmail, I suppose,
it's
huh?
No worse than what you're doing now. You know what'll happen to Paul if you don't help him. Why are you torturing
because
me?
Because I spent 18 months in a hospital, Nora. 18 months of agony because of the split second when you hit me with that car and kept on going.
But the money I've paid you these last
that
2 years...
That money won't pay me for the arm that I lost. Or a back that'll never be straight again as long as I live.
Sorry, Charles.
Now, don't tell me you're sorry. Go on, get out of here.
No, you don't know what you're saying. I'm offering you a fortune, Charles. Half of my husband's insurance, just to do this one favor for me.
Get out, I said.
You won't do it? You won't take the money?
I won't do anything that'll make it easier for you, Nora.
All right, Charles. Don't make it easier. But if anything happens to my son, I'll put a bullet right through your head.